Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free, bring us anything you'd like. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Live Memorial Day edition. We're here taking your phone calls, as always, about anything that you'd like. Obviously, we've touched on the idea of Memorial Day, this sort of fallacious concept that the U.S. military is responsible for protecting freedom, when in point of fact, it seems to me like freedom is being lost over time. And so therefore, if that's their responsibility to protect freedom, they're not doing a very good job of it. In fact, some would suggest that the U.S. military going around the world killing people actually puts us in greater jeopardy of being harmed. And so there's all kinds of reasons why Memorial Day is just a bunch of nonsense. It's a feel-good holiday designed.
I do love the whole day-off kind of feel, though.
It's nice to have holidays, sure.
It doesn't mean anything to me now since I control my own schedule. So, again...
They have barbecues on Memorial Day, though.
People
cook free food.
I didn't get any barbecue today, so I don't know. I'm not sure
I care
about freedom, you know?
So, again, a lot of people go out there and they drink and they barbecue and they party and they kind of just spout off these, you know, platitudes, maybe that's the word I'm looking for, about the military. They just kind of they utter things that they've heard that they just kind of repeat without really even thinking too hard about what the military is. And, of course, that is a group of men and women who follow the beck and call of a bunch of politicians in Washington, D.C., which usually involves, killing innocent people around the world.
But it does happen.
America has become, literally, the term America is almost synonymous with freedom, and it's used in that way. And you hear someone, when they mean that they're a freedom lover, I'll hear them use the term patriot, and I always cringe a little bit at that. I mean, I know it seemed like there were certainly some principles. You know, if you look at the Bill of Rights and things like that, there were these principles that had not been clarified before or stated before, but they abandoned them almost immediately, it seemed like. In no time at all, everything in there was being violated. And
that's right.
And so it hasn't really, you know, since far before my generation, has it ever really stood for freedom, it seems like. And so it's so difficult to... It's when I hear someone just describe themselves, just say I'm a patriot, as if that's supposed to mean you're freedom loving. I cringe a little bit.
Yeah, it's a convenient illusion though to get people to believe in these things.
And like you said, it's platitudes. You know, they're platitudes. It just feels good to say, you know, to think about American flags and freedom,
right,
and Memorial Day. I know the feeling, and I you know, I'm driving down my street and I see the flags all down the street and it just appalls me. I just feel like my tax money is paying for that. You know, they stole money from me to pay for that, and that is offensive to me. You know?
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So you can dial in here, bring up whatever it is that you'd like. 800-259-9231. So, again, whether it's on Memorial Day or something else entirely, in fact, Mark, you've actually got an email from a listener in Iran that you wanted to share.
Right, and this does sort of tie into the Memorial Day because, yeah, you know, if you're big into Memorial Day today, the chances are very, very high that you think that Muslims are out to kill you. Right?
There are a lot of people that believe that.
I said, you know, chances are. I mean, I use some disclaimers.
We gotta kill them before they kill us.
Fight them over there before, so we don't have to fight them over here.
They all hate freedom, then, yeah. Muslims.
And I... So this email is specifically from a listener that we have in Iran.
Jihad!
Jihad! And he's talking about the discussion that we had regarding the rapture. And anyway, I'll read it here. It's from, I'm not going to give the name here. Let's see, what's he sign it? Iran is what he signs it as. So he says, I'm a longtime listener from Iran, and on 5/21/2011, the podcast, following the discussion about the rapture, some guy called in and expressed his hatred towards Muslims. This guy didn't really sound like he wanted to say, I hate him, but like he was revealing to us, look, I just really hate them. You know, that's kind of how the picture was being painted. And then somebody else called in and said that he had read the Quran and that it advocates removal of all other religions. I'd like to explain why they've misunderstood the concept, and I'll be brief in order not to bore you. And the point that I made to that guy that called in was, you can't really read the Quran, say, cover to cover, and expect to understand the religion. Yes, you might be able to quote some verses, but at the same time, you could read the Bible, and you would then come to the conclusion that all women have to wear, headgear or whatever in church, and they must be modest or whatever it is. If you read these books verbatim and understand them verbatim, then you're not going to get the current interpretation of the religion. Mm. Religions are always interpreted by their culture at the time. So, anyway. He says, I'm going to use this link, and he gives some Quran link there for English translations of Quran. Please check all the translators so that you can see the 6 different available translations from each Quran verse. And then he quotes some stuff here. In this verse, it is said that God only approves of Islam. No other religion will be accepted. However, the Quran clearly states that Moses, Jesus, and other messengers were Muslims and invited people to Islam. When Jesus sensed their disbelief, he said, "Who are my supporters towards God?" The disciples said, "We are God's supporters. We believe in God. We bear witness that we are Muslims." This is what it says in the Quran someplace. And he's got
so the Quran is saying that Jesus was a Muslim.
Right. What they're claiming is that essentially everybody needs to be a Muslim, but the Jews, the Christians, and the Muslims are all Muslims.
Hmm.
That's what the claim is from the Quran. Do you understand?
So let me see if I'm following here. The caller that was very anti-Muslim was saying that the Muslims want everybody to be Muslim and they're going to force us all to be Muslim.
Right.
You're saying that the Muslims
already believe that you are Muslim.
Interesting.
At least from the minimal step.
Only if you're a Christian or a what?
Christian or Jew.
So they don't believe atheists are Muslims then?
No.
Okay.
I don't suspect the vast majority of them care, though.
Well, right, because the Muslims we've talked to haven't said that they want to force anybody to do anything. They're
right.
Very peace-oriented.
That's the other portion of this, right? So what the Quran says, whatever the Quran says, and he's going to point it out here, mm-hmm. and we'll go through it a little more, because I think it's great.
Right, and then there's what the Muslims do and say and believe.
And that's what they do and say and believe today. Yeah, I mean, you know, Christians say that you're going to burn in an entire, in an eternity of torture if you don't believe that Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior and accept Him as such. Well, I mean, which threat is worse? I mean, I'd rather be threatened with a little subjugation here on earth and then have eternity with my Lord and Savior than an eternity of torture. So, you know, I mean, it all depends on how you interpret this.
Mm-hmm.
So Moses said, "Oh, my people, if you really believe in God, then put your trust in Him if you are really Muslims. This is the legacy that Abraham left to his sons, and so did Jacob. Oh, my sons, God hath chosen the faith for you. Then die not except in the faith of Islam." There are many other consistent verses. What I'm trying to clarify is that the Quran does not consider a person Muslim if they're following sectarian teachings of Sunni or Shia. I think there's others. There's like Sufi and other smaller sections of Muslim. The criteria, Wahhabists, the criteria for being a Muslim has been determined in the following verses. Surely those who believe, those who are Jewish, the Christians, the converts, anyone who, 1, believes in God, and 2, believes in the last day, that gets us, and 3, leads a righteous life, will receive their recompense from the Lord. They have nothing to fear, nor will they grieve.
So you're saying, what does believe in the last day mean?
I don't know precisely what believe in the last day is.
It sounds like you're suggesting that it means that it's the end, there's like an end of the world viewpoint.
That's the impression I got, was that it refers to the rapture.
That's what I would assume. It's something,
something rapture-like, an end of days or something.
Or at the very least, that God judges you at the end of your life for believing or not believing in
I would
in
like
him.
Some clarification on that.
Yeah, that's the one thing I'd like to know, too. So, Iran, if you want to write back and let us know what the last day means, we'd love to hear. But he essentially goes on and has some more scripture.
I would like to hear
up
a little more of this. 800-259-9231. Then we'll jump right back into your phone calls at 800-259-9231. So basically debunking the whole idea that Muslims are this bloodthirsty horde out to destroy Western society and culture. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. The live Memorial Day edition of the program. It is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And by the way, we invite you to our website where you can get interactive in various different ways. We've got our mobile site as well. You can go to m.freetalklive.com. There's not much interactivity there because it's designed to give you quick access to our live streams and our podcast. So if you want the full site, you go to freetalklive.com. If you just want the quick stuff, you go to m.freetalklive.com. And there's more coming up here, including your phone calls. We'll get to them, but we'll finish the thoughts here on the Muslim question in a moment.
LibertyManiacs.com. They have the largest online Liberty brand, featuring the most comprehensive selection of original posters, stickers, apparel, embroidered hats, and over 100 different other Liberty products. From hilarious satire to hard-hitting artistic commentary, LibertyManiacs.com is devoted to outfitting the Liberty movement worldwide with intelligent, eye-catching, and fashionable gear that expresses your personal dedication to Liberty. No hassle, money-back guarantee on all products, new products almost every day. It's LibertyManiacs.com.
So you've got an email, Mark, that you're sharing with us from an Iranian listener who wanted to clarify at least his understanding of the Muslim religion, the beliefs system therein that is very common amongst a number of Muslims, and what the religion actually says versus what, or the Quran actually says, versus what some people who hate Muslims would like you to believe. This group of folks out there that they want you to believe that all Muslims are this bloodthirsty horde of killers that is out to either convert you or destroy you. And it's just nonsense from having talked to Muslims in my personal life and on the air. And it's always nice to hear from another Muslim with their viewpoint and their perspective on this. Now, from what I understood of what you said, the Muslim belief system is that being a Muslim is important and all, but apparently other religions are also Muslim?
There's sort of a step ladder of Muslimness, which I think that one could one would see even in Christianity. So if you're, say, a Pentecostal, you would likely believe that, I guess those Jehovah's Witnesses are Christians and those Mormons are Christians, but just barely. And I guess those Catholics, they're Christians, and probably more than Jehovah's Witnesses, but I don't like a lot about their stuff. And the Protestants, there's a lot of the stuff they've got it right, but they really don't have their souls aren't on fire for Jesus. So they're not really Christian enough either. So, I mean, every religion and denomination has the stepladder of other denominations and religions, right?
Okay.
And I think that this is what he's trying to point out, is that Christians and Jews are on the sort of the lowest rung of the Muslim stepladder. Now, he's not saying that. I'm saying that. That's my understanding of what I'm reading here. But in fact, everything we've read here says that the Quran, here, I don't know what it says in the rest of it. I don't read the Quran, people. I don't care. I don't spend a lot of time with old religious books. But here it says that essentially every one of us that is Christian, Jewish, or Muslim would be considered a Muslim. I guess I wouldn't fit into that category because I don't quite fit their criteria here. That I don't believe in the last day.
What are the three criteria? There's three of them?
It's believes in God. I believe that they're, okay, you call it whatever you want, I believe in God. But believes in the last day. I don't think that God is going to judge his children and send them to hell at the very least.
Because we had questioned what the last day was, and we speculated a little bit, and the speculation was pretty much right. Here's a website about beliefs of Islam, belief in the last day. The Muslim believes there will be a final hour bringing the end to this world's life, and that there will be a last day after which there will be no other day. Then the second life begins. The last day refers to the
events. Is that when we get our virgins?
Of the hereafter, when Allah, the Almighty, will resurrect all the creatures, gather them before him, and call them all to account. Then he will reward the pious with the eternal bliss in paradise,
and virgins,
and the evildoers with the disgraceful chastisement in the fire. So it sounds an awful like hell. The threat of hell there. I didn't know that Muslims believed in that.
Oh, yeah. I was pretty certain that was the case.
Interesting. I just don't know much about it. So.
Yeah. So anyway, that's basically what the story here is. It goes on a little bit more. What I'm trying to clarify is that the Quran does not consider a person Muslim if they're following sectarian teachings of Sunni or Shia. The criteria for being Muslim has been determined in the following verses. And then he says that this whole last day, righteous life, the whole thing, will receive the recompense of the Lord. They have nothing to fear, nor will they grieve, meaning that, so if you're a Christian or a Jew, you're not going to grieve. Believing in Muhammad or the Quran is not itself essential. The essence of teaching is summarized in chapter 103 and only has three verses.
How about that? So the Islamic religion is more, would you say it's more inclusive of others than many Christian religions?
From what I'm reading here.
It certainly sounds more merciful. I mean, at the very least, it's like, well, you don't quite have it right, but you can still go to heaven. You know, we're not going to torture you forever in hell.
In the Christian Bible, it says that if you haven't if you haven't heard the preaching of God, then you will likely be, and you've lived a righteous life, then you're going to be okay. So, mm-hmm. you know, they have that kind of inclusion. I don't think I don't know that the Muslims have that inclusion or not. So one could make an argument one way or the other. But the point that I'd like to make here is if you go looking through the Quran, I'm going to find something here that's going to say something bad about these people.
Mm-hmm.
Try to imagine what it would be like, say, for a feminist, a radical feminist that had never really heard of Christianity before, reads the Bible, finds the verse in there that says that women must have give obeisance to men, that no woman can be over a man.
Can't speak in church. Question, ask your husband at home and let him ask in church.
Have Paul the hat on that. And the whole deal. What would they say about Christianity? What would your answer be? Because my answer would be, Christianity, there's a few small sects of Christianity that do that stuff, but very few. This isn't how Christianity is today.
Mm-hmm.
And, basically you can explain that away. Now, I'm not a Christian. But I'm going to be fair about my explanation to that because that's what's true. Mostly Christianity doesn't require women to be subservient to men and doesn't require them to wear hats and not speak in church, not teach men in Sunday school and things like that. That's ludicrous. That's a cultural reference in an old book. But when you go through the Quran and you try to find bad stuff about Islam, well, it says right here, that doesn't mean that that's how that they practice their religion today.
Good point. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to you. Your thoughts, Jim. Speaking of second lives, Jim in California. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, I originally called in about voting, but I might as well say that first. I just reopened the Liberty Bar up here in Second Life. Right now, we're in the Republican headquarters. We're moving very soon, hopefully. If you're interested, come check us out. But I wanted to call in about voting.
Doing the Second Life thing. I mean, we haven't heard about Second Life in probably a few years on this this program. Is it still, as popular as it has been in the past?
As popular? No. But a lot of people on there are a little bit more dedicated. The administration staff is largely a lot less authoritarian. They just had a new CEO. They just fired pretty much all the staff. And everything's doing a lot better, and it's starting to grow a little bit more. We'll see. But
You're calling for another reason, so hang on. The Second Life is this, to call it a video game, I don't know if it's really accurate. It's more of like a simulation. I guess it technically is a game. You do have an avatar that you control, and it can fly, and it can do things and build things, and you can interact with other avatars. And I believe it's free to get into, if I'm recalling correctly, but there's you can pay for things in it. Anyway, it's kind of neat if you like that sort of thing, and there's apparently a Liberty community there. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed, and AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 888-444-6625. That's 888-444-6625. Again, 888-444-6625.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up what you want. It's the live Memorial Day edition, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there for free. And we've got the bulletin board system, which allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com to do that, like everything else, totally free. On our site, bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you're tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet and banks charging you fees all the time, and you want to take back control of your own money, take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency. It's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their value seems to only be growing with time. Learn more, visit weusecoins.org. Fiat currencies are decreasing in value. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
All right, so the toll-free number here, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've got Jim on in California. Jim, you're back with Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. Jim in California, going once. Jim in California, going twice. Maybe we lost him. Let's try Mike instead. Listening in Wisconsin, you're on Free Talk Live. Mike on the amp lines. Hello there.
Yeah, guys, I just wanted to say that I am celebrating my second anniversary of exiting the Navy prematurely. And
congrats.
Best decision of my life.
How did you get
so
out?
Far. Well, basically, I was going through a really rough time in my life when I signed up and felt like I had no other options and wanted basically a guaranteed job.
Wow, this sounds so
really
familiar.
Why is that,
right?
Similar to me.
Go ahead.
Cool. Well, anyways, I get there and I'm in their boot camp or whatever, and I'm just as soon as I step off the bus, I'm like, "What the hell did I get myself into?"
Mm. And they're shouting at you and. What was it that brought that thought about?
Yeah, just a bunch of arbitrary nonsense, and there's a lot of brainwashing going on, and you're watching. I was in my mid-20s at the time, and I'm watching guys that are 18 years old without much life experience at all or anything, and they're just you know, being stripped down of any individuality that they have in this process. And I'm weighing the options of, you know, how the hell do I get myself out of this before I'm in too deep. And basically, if you get out during boot camp, you're not actually, like, discharged from the military. You'd be something what they call separation.
Hmm.
And so what I did is I basically told them that I was crazy. I told them that I was going to harm myself, you know, commit suicide or whatever. And none of it was true. It was just something I had to say in order to get out. And as soon as you say the magic words like that, they immediately say, all right, well, you know, send you to a doctor. You answer a bunch of questions. And
yeah, this guy's a liability. We don't want him to be around. So
I told him I was crazy, too. Crazy for boys.
So what was it that led you to this? I mean, how did you figure out that you could tell them you were crazy and get out?
Well, yeah, I'd heard talk to some other people that were in my unit or whatever, and they had gotten out, or they were on the process of getting out. And basically, when you sign up, they ask you a bunch of psych evaluation questions, and so I was, you know, kind of able to figure it out. Like, well, if I had to tell them on my way in that I wasn't crazy or anything, when I get in there, if I tell them that, you know, before them actually done all the training, graduated and everything, you know, I would think they'd probably not want to use me. And so, you know, I guess I didn't have 100% certainty that I would get out. But I made it all the way to the last week and decided, you know, this is enough. I don't want to be a slave for 4 years of my life. And, you know, went and did that. And I don't know, just a lot of interesting experience when I was in there. And, you know, anybody that hasn't done it, you know, if you're thinking about it and you feel like, well, this is something might be good for me to do, you know, really reconsider. You know, it's not a good thing. And I'm just happy to say that 2 years ago, in another couple of weeks, it'll be my second year getting out.
Have you ever considered doing any counter-recruitment? I mean, essentially what you just did there was what they call counter-recruitment. It's something that Quakers a lot of them are familiar with. The idea being that you, as somebody who has some experience, somebody else who might be a veteran as well, going out and reaching out to young people that are considering joining the military and attempting to give them something else to consider, something beyond just the propaganda that they've been force-fed over the years, a viewpoint of experience and somebody else who's been there telling them, look, this isn't what you think it's going to be, and, you know, X, Y, Z points, please don't join the military. Have you ever considered going out and doing that and, like, you know, trying to reach out to people?
Well, to be honest with you, it's not something I share with a lot of people, just on the fact that, you know, people might look at you and say, oh, you know, what the heck is wrong with you that you couldn't, you know, finish?
You must be a bad human being.
Right. Well, only good people are in the military. So therefore, if you didn't want to continue on the military or couldn't continue on the military, you must, by process of elimination, be bad.
Yeah, exactly. And I've this is actually probably my first time ever really being real public with it. You know, I talk to other friends, close friends of mine, and tell them, you know, what a mistake it was. And, you know, it's really interesting when you're in their training, at least the Navy's this way, it's absolutely boring as heck. Most of the day you just sit around and they give you a little handbook and you're supposed to study it for these little tests that they have throughout training. I mean, and anybody with, you know, real basic IQ can score really well. And you're just kind of just have to sit in front of your bunk or whatever studying some manual. And then every occasionally they come in and yell at you, you know, and then you go back to doing that. And it's just really...
I memorized that thing, and then I would put myself to sleep at night in my bunk by doing it, like, forwards and then backwards and stuff like that. I would do the military alphabet forwards and backwards.
They have a military alphabet?
Alpha, yeah. Bravo.
Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta.
Oh, the phonetic alpha letters.
Et cetera.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah. One of the funny things was they would always say, please recite your, or they would tell you to recite your general orders, and every branch of the military has 10 general orders. And to be honest with you, I couldn't name one right now, but at the time, you know, they would put you on the spot and do this, and you know, if you didn't fold your clothes right and do all these things right, you know, they were, you know, down your...
Man, I would have hated that stuff. I'm glad I had
a lot of theories about the brainwashing that was going on there. In fact, I don't know what you think about this, but I remember, you know, there's certain procedures that you get very early on in boot camp about calling attention when you're, it's a petty officer in boot camp. It's supposed to be for officer training, so you know how to treat officers. But during boot camp, you have a petty officer, and you're supposed to treat them as if they're an officer, right? So they would come, your leader would show up to the barracks, and they'd call attention, yeah, and then you better be ready and everything, and then they would come down on you really hard. And I think the goal was to get you to work together and almost treat them as the enemy. You know, that they could watch each other's backs and, like, you know. Do you ever get the feeling that that's what they were trying to do, to get you to, like, see each other as, like, you have to see and get you to team up with your fellow recruits to deal with this tyrannical overlord type or something?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot of, you know, bitching going on when they're not there and you're kind of off by yourself or whatever. I remember saying certain things about, like, you know, this really sucks, you know, screw the Navy, and people would get mad. And I would say other comments, and they would be like, yeah, you know, that petty officer, he's a real jerk, whatever. And I got to the point where I really was like, I've got to get out of this, and I started, like, just attacking the whole idea of it.
Well, I think it's great news, and I think it's great that you have become more public about it. And I'd encourage you to, you know, maybe it will be detrimental to you, but I think that there's some value in somebody like you coming out and telling your story and doing it more than just on talk radio. But then again, I don't have anything to put on the line. So thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, because going out and doing counter-recruitment could save somebody's life. You could save the life of a young man or lady who would otherwise have joined the military and ended up perishing at the hands of the politicians who sent them to die for them. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills it has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, the live Memorial Day edition. We're here to take your phone calls, as we always are, about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts on Memorial Day, certainly welcome, the military, etc. We're also talking about dancing in D.C. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free lines. You can join us, by the way, on our website at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. We will take the $3 a month in that it costs to become an amplifier, and we will reinvest it into the show, getting on more great radio stations across the country. Should be announcing at least another couple stations here sometime this week, which would be nice. And
that'll put us over the 100 mark?
In theory, it certainly will. So we'll let you know when that happens. It's pretty exciting for us. And it's all thanks to listeners like you becoming amplifiers at amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, the amp-only podcast, and more. Go get the details. Get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our secure website at amp.freetalklive.com. As we will continue here with you and your calls and thoughts at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Hancock in Virginia on the amp lines. Hello, Hancock.
Hey, boys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So, you guys probably know it's by now, it's Memorial Day.
It is.
On Facebook there's a lot of these, God bless the troops and, freedom and all this stuff going on and whatnot. You know, I think if the military really cared about freedom, they would have deployed SEAL Team 6 there on the park rangers in D.C., smoke them out of the holes and bring them to justice.
Right, because this weekend, for those that haven't seen the footage, there were nearly half a dozen people, liberty-minded activists like Adam Kokesh and some other great folks, arrested in some cases, in very violent fashion. Adam being body slammed onto the ground and choked, arrested for dancing in this so-called public memorial where there's plenty of room to dance. And it was just so despicable what these cops did.
You know, I don't know whether SEAL Team 6 would do anything against the cops, but I would ask the average person to listen, to think about this for a second. If the government decided it wanted to wipe you out, and it told the SEAL Team 6 some little story, this is a dangerous, dangerous person. If you don't kill him, thousands of Americans could die.
Mm.
Do you think that those guys would infiltrate your house, shoot it up, and kill you?
Of course, they don't have to question the orders.
They would just wipe you out. They wouldn't care about whether the orders are constitutional. They wouldn't care that you're an American citizen. They are paid killers, and that's what they'll do.
Hancock?
Yeah, my question is, what would TJ do?
Thomas Jefferson?
Right.
Well, I don't know. He wasn't
probably
the best guy. Did you say screw the maid, Mark?
Yeah, probably okay. Screw the maid.
Gotcha. Hancock, anything else you want to share?
Love that bell.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. By the way, the news coverage of this weekend's D.C. dancing arrest has expanded, thankfully. Other news organizations, Monkey See, Monkey Do, are climbing on board and reporting on this, which is great news. And they're also reporting, Mark, you were just watching one of the reports during the break, and they're reporting on the upcoming event this Saturday. So they're doing it again. The brave dancers who were arrested this past Saturday are going to be back at the Jefferson Memorial once again, hopefully with a whole lot more people, because this weekend's event, maybe there were a dozen-ish people there, and a lot of them were I would say 7 of the dozen were cameramen and 5 were dancers. 5 were arrested. 5 people were arrested for dancing. I was surprised nobody was arrested for using a video camera. It wouldn't surprise me if they actually were this weekend, because they're coming back. Now, remember, the Facebook event in advance of this event only had about 70 or 80 people saying that they were going to attend. Obviously, 80 people did not show up. There were maybe a dozen-ish people there. So now that this new event has gotten so much publicity, and people are real—I mean, this has really cranked up the publicity as a result of the arrests, because all kinds of news media are reporting on this, and many of them are reporting that there is a Facebook event for the next one, and the ones that are online, many of them are actually linking to the Facebook event. So a lot of people are going to the Facebook event, which I will give you the name of here shortly, and they're indicating that they will be attending this. Now, it's called Dance Party at TJ's, if you're looking for it on Facebook. Dance Party, the at symbol, TJ's. Currently, 1,400 people claim that they are attending, with nearly 1,000 saying they may be attending. Now, if the numbers are anything like they were this weekend, we'll be lucky if we see 100 people show up. But if 100 people show up, that'll be awesome. I mean, even if 30 people show up, that'll be awesome, because it's all about the numbers. From my observation of doing various different sorts of civil disobedience activism, if you've got the numbers, you are unstoppable.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just intimidating. I think they realize that, you know, at some point they realize it's just not worth it. You know, it's not worth what it would take. Yeah, exactly. The enforcers, whoever the enforcers are, usually the cops, they realize it's just not worth it.
Well, at a certain point, they can't even handle it.
Yeah.
I mean, they barely were able to handle 5 people dancing, because they only had maybe about 5 or 6 cops on the scene there. So they had to do kind of crowd control, because there were all kinds of regular people around. They had to stop the people from videotaping. They had to move everybody out from the memorial. And this was all during/after they had begun arresting some of these folks. In fact, Mark, you pointed this out before I actually ended up seeing footage of it, which I saw the footage later on. I thought it was hilarious, where Ed, who was one of the organizers of the event, who called us actually last week, and we'll probably hear from him again, but Ed, after he was handcuffed, gets up and starts dancing around, which I right. thought was perfect.
There weren't enough cops to handle the 5. I think there were 3 cops and 5 protesters.
More than 3 cops. But there were more.
There were 3 handling protesters and 1 standing off to the side?
I don't know. I counted more than 3 cops. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, well, I counted 4 cops. One who was wearing a different uniform, who was standing off to the side. I don't know whether he was directing things or not.
Did you see the one with the M16?
I did not see him, no.
He was off to the side. He was not doing anything but crowd control. But yeah, they did send a cop out with a machine gun to this event.
So there were, as I understand it, 3 cops handling the 5 protesters, and they just didn't have enough cops to handle protesters. And, you know, so they put some cuffs on Eddie, and he got up and started dancing some more.
I just thought that was, like, the perfect touch. You know, screw you and your authoritarian diktats. I'm dancing in my handcuffs. It was very reminiscent of some of the street theater that has happened up here in New Hampshire, like with the emperor from Grafton, as he was standing in court being arraigned for wearing a hat, a little paper hat that he had made in court. He began to recite poetry, and there was singing that went on during this whole process. And he also started clinking his chains into the microphone as well. So to kind of poke fun at the idea that you're even handcuffed in the first place is I think, a good thing to do. The more you can do to make them look asinine, the better. And I thought Ed was brilliant in doing that. I think it was just Ed. I think the young lady that was arrested as well, Code Pink, was also dancing.
Yeah, it is a foundation of an illusion.
Yes.
I mean, it's just an illusory foundation. It's just this, you know, like the guy earlier said, they didn't have the authority to do that. And just right off the bat, I hear what he's saying, but it just rubbed me the wrong way because they never had the authority to do any of it. It's all an illusion anyway.
Yeah, so, I sure didn't elect them.
So I hate to pick nits over whether or not in this particular case they were actually abiding by the Constitution or the law. People can argue back and forth about those things endlessly, and it all boils down to it's all a big illusion anyway.
Now, the news media that you were watching, Mark, from one of the D.C. TV stations, I believe, they interviewed some people on the street about their thoughts on this, and they made the comment that not one person thought that what the dancers was doing was wrong.
Right, they interviewed some people on the street. The man on the street reports says that nobody could figure out anything wrong with dancing at the Thomas Jefferson Memorial. And, as a matter of fact, Thomas Jefferson would have probably approved.
However, we know those people do exist. We did have somebody call our show on Saturday night to defend the state. And
the one guy who did it said that he believed that it was a protest about nothing. He did not defend the idea. He felt that the cops were out of line and that they should have ignored it and that he felt it was a protest about nothing. He felt that the legal stance was tenuous.
I've got a piece here that will excoriate the activists. There is somebody out there that thinks that what they did was wrong. And the claim here is that the Jefferson Memorial dance arrests were poorly handled by the demonstrators. And it's coming from a blog called We Love DC, which shouldn't be a surprise. 1-800-259-9231 is the number here. It will give you their thoughts here in a moment. What is it that somebody could possibly say is wrong with what these folks did, with what Ed and Adam and the Code Pink Lady and all these other great people that came out to do this event, to dance in public at the Jefferson Memorial? They've actually managed to find something that they disagree with, so we'll explain that to you here in a moment. 800-259-9231, and you can take control of the airwaves. You may bring up whatever's on your mind. By the way, the media exploding a little bit over this. Now Google News returning about 47 different results on the D.C. dancing arrest, searching for Jefferson Memorial brings that up, whereas the night we were talking about it was only maybe two. So it's nice to see that happening. Hour 3's next.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.